We will collect all the necessary information from you here, and then transfer you to the central camp at Schönhausen. There you can apply for political asylum in the country you want to go to.
America. We want all to America. New Orleans or there somewhere. There is playing jazz.
Okay. You will stay in the... A short extract there from the 2006 film Swing Time, inspired by the communist secret police operation to lure people to cross a fake border to the West and to arrest them at a bogus US base. That and four other films will be screened in November at primary and secondary schools around the country as part of a month-long project called Stories of Injustice. Now in its seventh year, the project organized by the NGO People in Need covers a period often neglected in the curriculum. Through film and subsequent discussions with survivors, witnesses and victims of communist injustice, students are learning about post-war Czechoslovak history, this year with a special focus on the period of normalization and the subjects of emigration and exile. I met up with the project's spokesman, Filip Šebek, and asked him about the films screened this year.
For this year, we choose five films. One feature movie called Swing Time from director Jaromír Polišenský, and four documentaries. For example, we have a documentary about Pavel Tigrit from Helena Třeštíková, or we have four short documentaries for renowned Czech documentary director Olga Somerová, which is called Lost Soul of a Nation.
You have also published a special book on this occasion. What is this book?
This book is called Our Normalization. It's a book about the time from 1968 till 1989. And in this book there are about 30 texts from Czech writers, historians, journalist. It's a kind of their memories from the time of normalization.
And how do schools choose their guest speakers?
The best way for the schools to choose their speakers for debate after the screening of the film from the communist time is that they find someone by themselves from their city, from their village. If they have problem with that, we can give them contact for confederation of political or former political prisoners from their town, and mostly it's no problem that someone from this organization will come to the school for the debate with the students.
How many schools are participating in the project this year?
This year already participates more than 700 schools from more than 400 towns and cities in all over the Czech Republic, and during November this number will increase.
I was talking there to Filip Šebek, the spokesman for the Stories of Injustice project.